I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. You may not have known the name Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, but she changed the way that we think about one of the most fundamental elements of life, and that is death. A psychiatrist and author, her 1969 book On Death and Dying first identified the stages she said all people go through in confronting death: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. She created a language about grief for a nation that often seemed to prefer not to talk about it at all. Earlier this morning, her family said that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross died yesterday. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report.
This is a beautiful experience. You never experience what life is all about if you're not able to die.
When Elizabeth Kubler-Ross came to the United States from Switzerland in 1958 as a young doctor, she was struck with how terminal patients were treated. David Kessler, her friend and co-author of Life Lessons and On Grief and Grieving, remembers how she described patients' dying process.
If you were dying, you were at the end of the hall and you were isolated and alone, and there wasn't lots of contact, and you were kind of left to die as a medical failure.
Kubler-Ross was determined to change this, at least for her patients. So she spent hours sitting with the dying, comforting them, listening to them, and perhaps most important, being gently honest with them about their approaching deaths. She transformed that experience into a groundbreaking book, On Death and Dying, published in 1969. In it, Kubler-Ross spoke about the five stages many patients go through as they approach death. In a 1984 PBS documentary, Kubler-Ross explained how medicine typically failed dying patients.
We have perfected the most sophisticated machines to keep bodies functioning. We never ask the permission of the patient. Is that really what they want? To me, that's a terrible dehumanization of the experience of dying.
Humanizing death became Kubler-Ross's mission. David Kessler says she worked diligently to change the atmosphere in which deaths occurred.
She was the one who really said, people need visitors when they're dying. People should be around their loved ones, and they need more contact, not less.
Kubler-Ross also pioneered the modern hospice movement, where a patient's terminal condition was openly acknowledged and where the ultimate goal was to keep the dying comfortable and connected to their loved ones for as long as possible. In fact, it's the way she was able to die Tuesday, again, David Kessler.
When it actually began to happen, her grandkids were in the room, her son and daughter was there, I was there, a friend of hers, and the kids were playing in the background, and we just kind of knew this is how Elizabeth would have wanted it. This is what she talked about, dying authentically, dying your way.
Elizabeth Kubler-Ross was best known for her work on dying and death, but she was also a firm believer in the afterlife. David Kessler.
She'd be the first to tell you she's in a beautiful, amazing place now. And we are sad for the world, but thrilled for her.
Elizabeth Kubler-Ross died Tuesday at her home in Arizona. She was 78 years old. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.